Ward Sutherland joins me. He's the lead for the Man Van expansion and strategic development and is with us to talk about the Man Van. Thank you for that. Before we get to that, talk to me a little bit about the Prostate Cancer Center. I know it is a part of the Man Van, but what is the center all about?
Thanks for asking. Actually, we're really excited. This year's our 25th anniversary. We're founded in Calgary. We're a not-for-profit. We have over 17 different types of services for our men dealing with prostate cancer, and we also have a research department. We're located in Rocky View Hospital in Calgary.
The Man Van is Tuesday, March 19th at the Satellite Health Center from 11 to 3. What is the Man Van?
Well, it's really exciting. We're actually the first mobile health clinic. What we do is we take health to men, which is one of our big programs this year that we're expanding all across Alberta. And part of our special programs right now, of course, is going out to Indigenous communities. So what happens basically is the van goes out and we go to a community. We do PSA blood test, and that's able to tell us a look at early detection of potential prostate cancer. Also, what we do is we do blood sugar tests, waist circumference, mental health, and we look at the overall entry into our health system. Because as you know, in the Indigenous areas, that a lot of times there isn't availability to go into the health systems, or there might not be doctors, etc. And we have an opportunity to meet the men and help save lives.
You mentioned it a little bit, but why is it such an important thing with Indigenous populations?
One of the things that we found out is roughly about 40% of men don't even have doctors. So if you're not having doctors, you're not getting your PSA blood test checked to begin with. And unfortunately, with prostate cancer, most of the time there are no signs until actually cancer shows up. And that's why it's so critical by having a simple PSA blood test. It's able to indicate if there's some initial issues at an early stage. And most of the time, it's extremely effective. So we want to ensure that we get out there and we can go to everybody that's available in the isolated areas. That will help reduce the spread of cancer in the way of being on early detection.
So when the Man Van shows up in your area, do men have to register ahead of time or can they just show up?
So in the Indigenous communities, how it works is we're invited. A lot of times we're sponsored. So we let them know way in advance. And we try to build a relationship now, which is really important, is we also want to be culturally sensitive. And in fact, of one of the reserves that we're going up to right now, there will be some smudging occurring. And we want to invite all the men, talk to elders, etc. We want to make the experience as comfortable as possible. For guys, it's a really difficult thing to talk about. Most of the time, men don't even know what the prostate does. This gives us an opportunity to really engage in a friendly manner and make people as comfortable as possible.
We have the poster with the info up on our website, ravenradio.ca. But if they can't make it, what are some tips you would give to men wondering what to ask and how to go about getting checked?
First of all, always go to your doctor and ask for a PSA blood test. So when you're normally getting checked out, you can just go to your doctor, ask for it, go to a lab and get your PSA done. That information, of course, will go to the doctor. And if your count is high, then the conversation goes from there.
And what's the Prostate Cancer Center's website so we can get more info on it?
We make it really easy. It's getchecked.ca. And right from the calendar, it'll show where all the vans are. We are going out to many public areas in the cities, etc. And we encourage everybody to come out. You don't have to show any card. We invite everybody. We do have age restrictions. So when we're in the Indigenous communities, we are testing men from 45 to 7 years old. However, at 18 years and older, we are doing our mental health check and all the other additional checks, which is really critical.
We will get linked to it up on our website as well. Ward, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.